five guys talking shit.
You get to eavesdrop.
This is the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Stream the show live at TNTRadioEmpire.com
or load up on the podcast from iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify.
Five guys, three different rooms. I checked in on Nick the other break. I walked into our office. I see that place much. I had to figure out where it was. And I opened the door and I said, hey, thanks, man. I said, eventually we'll all be in here. it's like a timeout closet.
Yeah, at the outpost.
Yeah, at the outpost. Not Craig's bedroom, which would be nice. That's where Craig was for 2 weeks.
That's better.
Nick is not positive or negative. He's just doing live comedy right now, so he's going to be down the hallway.
I don't know. Nick's pretty negative.
Yeah,
he is.
He can be.
In spirit.
Only one person is positively pussy. And
but we're worried about him being negative and positive at the same time.
No, he's fine. He's fine.
I run the gamut.
He's fine.
Craig, anybody have the old Minnesota linebacker Matt Blair?
Oh, he died?
Yeah.
I remember that dude. How old was he?
70.
Okay. How'd he die, Todd?
CTE complications.
Oh,
I didn't get much more than
that's
that.
Football.
I didn't know that you could be CTE positive until after you were dead.
Yeah, how'd they check?
Maybe they checked.
They just sawed his head open.
What's
his
name?
Right away, yeah.
Matt Blair.
Yeah.
With a B.
Yes. I remember.
L-A-B-L-A-I-R.
Yeah.
Oh, we've got a Selma.
Oh, she's got MS, but she's fine.
And we've got a Rocky Blair.
Nothing wrong with Rocky.
He's had issues for years.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Likely. Some people put Steelers on just because they hate you.
It says, likely linked to CTE, according to the Minneapolis Star Tribune.
I'm sure he was probably exhibiting some symptoms that they were attributing to CTE ahead of his death.
Man, if you're an old Viking fan, he was one of the best.
Oh, yeah, I knew who he was, yeah. He's a great ball player.
I think our old pal, Nancy Lieberman Klein, was friends with that guy.
Oh, okay.
I forget the...
Anybody have him, Craig?
Exact
no.
connection.
All right. All right. No hits today on the Deadpool, huh?
No. That's good.
Yeah. That's good because you're still leading.
No, it's good because we don't want anyone to ever die.
Right.
Latest edition of Real Sports had...
Are you cold in there, puss?
No, beer's on the way.
Oh, I was gonna say,
ready to go outside.
You put your winter jacket on. Like, what's going on in there?
It was
warm
the guy from
the
Saints that Real Sports featured. Gleason?
Yeah, Steve Gleason.
Steve Gleason.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I haven't watched that yet. That's just too
that
sad.
Guy's, that,
just too sad.
It's a very sad story.
Yeah.
They do a pretty good job of, you know, the rough watch.
Well, I've seen...
Real Sports.
I've seen...
Because that's a tough watch.
I've seen the story on that guy again, but now they I saw the preview. Now he can't even be with his family. They're outside the window.
Right.
Oh, no.
He can't even hug his own family.
He's got the ALS, and they thought that might have been brought on by... CTE.
They think so?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Well, the worst part about that one is the fact that, you know, your mind stays completely as sharp and normal as possible, but the body is a prison.
As sharp it can be.
He's got one of those Stephen Hawking as a talking machine.
I saw it, yeah.
And he's got to direct his eyes. You got to type out. I'm sure, you know, the interview was very long and they edited it. Because he would type out his responses.
I guess those guys are quicker than you think they are.
Probably.
Yeah. And I think those machines have full words, too. You don't have to type out each word individually. Like,
and they'll sound like idiots, like when Craig was younger. Got a lot of play on that particular comment yesterday.
Yeah, but there's a lot of guys who have the ALS.
What, you sound like an idiot?
That don't have the resources that this guy has. So he's fortunate there.
Yeah, I know.
So he can just look at the word handy and it... says handy?
Yep.
Yeah. I don't know if that's available.
It should be.
At all times.
Well, that would be handy.
You're lucky it's Friday. That's still funny.
Friday.
No, the point is.
Even for a Friday.
No. The point is that there's other uses of that term than where he was going with that.
But we don't know.
And so it's going to be a rather regularly used term.
I understand that. On this show, it means one thing only.
Well. That guy's not on this show.
True.
I don't know if he's
getting that.
He wants to
be. Yeah. He's asked to be.
Yeah.
But in the throes of the ALS, he and his wife did make a baby because he's had it for quite a while.
I
saw
that.
Like a one-year-old kid.
Yeah.
That's impressive.
Yeah, he's the one with the statue outside the Superdome.
That's right.
Of the blocked kick on the first game after Katrina.
Yeah. That is him.
That's him.
Yeah.
I mean, that was really the only notable thing he did in the NFL, but that was
a big deal.
Yeah, that's. legendary.
Yeah, it was the first blocked punt. Oh, it might have been the first game after Katrina.
It was. It was the very first game after Katrina. Opening drive, the Falcons had to punt. He rushes in, blocks a punt, and recovers it for a touchdown.
They do the needle in the nut there, and the damage done. Sorry. Laugh at that, Craig. You owe me one. Thank you, Nick.
Oh, How many people have him in the Deadpool?
I'm pretty sure it was
involuntary boners.
I'm pretty sure it was
involuntary boners.
He got one of those involuntary ones.
Okay. Said sit on that.
Said hop on.
Cool.
In a sexy computer voice.
Yeah, it's time.
I forgot where did the Saints go to play after Katrina?
San Antonio, was it?
Yeah, that's.
I think it was San Antonio.
God, that's a long time. I don't know.
Because there was talk of them staying there after that, wasn't there?
Wasn't Houston.
No, I think it was San Antonio. Push, you're right.
Yeah, I wanted to say the Astrodome, but I don't think they used the Astrodome for anything but cattle shows.
No, now. I think it was Astrodome.
Well, they were using the Astrodome at the time. For
I think you're right, Push.
People.
I think it was Astrodome.
Yeah, the Alamo Dome in San Antonio. Right. San Antonio. Right.
It was on this date in 2004, pop singer Ashlee Simpson created a buzz after a performance on NBC's Saturday Night Live. It was revealed during a musical miscue that she was using a pre-recorded vocal track in her supposed live performance. She later said she had to use guided vocals to lip-sync the performance because she'd lost her voice that day.
Funny she had to explain that because there are people that do that right now and people pay good money to see these shows. And don't care. And they should. But there are artists of all sorts singing and lip singing.
Oh, they wouldn't have said anything if there weren't a technical glitch.
But yeah, nobody would have known.
Nobody would have known.
Wouldn't have known.
And she took so much crap, rightly so. But the fact is there are people nowadays, since the technology is even better, that are not even playing on stage.
Yeah. They invited her back after that.
I know.
That's the part that pisses me off.
Then she got a nose job and stopped singing anyway.
And you know she's going to sing Ashlee Simpson songs.
I know.
Why?
Because she was like the radical one. She was like the punker, remember?
Yeah.
She didn't have the nose job yet. Her sister was this gorgeous blonde, so she just wore the jeans and the T-shirts and had messed up black hair. And now all of a sudden she got a nose job and dyed her hair blonde, and she's just as pretty as her sister.
For the Simpson family, she was emo.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, because the pop star role was already taken.
Right.
Well, and so was the statuesque, gorgeous blonde.
But look at her now. Might not be as curvy, but she's a statuesque girl, gorgeous blonde now.
Don't you have to be tall to be statuesque?
I don't know.
I don't think she's that tall.
You can't just stand still?
No, you got to stand tall.
Okay.
In order to qualify as statuesque.
Right. You're not bringing on a who's taller, are you?
No.
No.
He's want to know. He don't want to do another one.
You're the one who brings on the who's taller.
Well, we can play if you like.
Go ahead. I'm 0-1.
Bring it. I need a rebound.
All right.
It was on this date in 2005. Poison guitarist CeCe DeVille returned home after a stint in rehab to discover his home had been burglarized and about 30 of his guitars and amps were missing. So that begs the question, who's taller, CeCe DeVille or Ashlee Simpson?
CeCe's smaller than me, because Brett and I are about the same size, and CeCe's shorter. So I'm guessing CeCe's still going to be taller than her, don't you think?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I saw him at Mars Music once.
You saw her?
No, CeCe DeVille.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't think she plays an instrument.
No.
She's probably like 5'3".
you were in line as the Ashlee Simpson, Nick. I didn't know that. That's cool.
Some dots are connecting right now. I can tell you how tall Ashlee Simpson is, and maybe we can go from there.
I'll give us a little clue.
Ashlee's 5'7".
Whoa!
Oh,
she's
taller. Whoa!
Well, then she might be taller.
I'm saying she's taller.
CeCe's probably 5'6".
I think I stood next to him on stage.
Yeah, we've met him 1,000 times. I'm trying to.
He might have been just a little bit shorter.
A lot of time he had his hair puffed up, especially back in the old days.
Sometimes he was on somebody's shoulders.
Man, if I had time, I'd text Brett right now. How tall is CeCe?
And
if you had that kind of time, you'd just look it up on the computer.
I know. That's a good point.
He might not know.
Yeah. I don't want to cheat, Craig.
Exactly.
All right, that's cheating. If she's 5'7", I'm going to say she's taller.
Yeah, I'm going to have to go that way, too.
I don't think CeCe's 5'8".
I think he is.
No. He could be 5'8".
I think he is.
You know? I mean, he's not a little guy. I mean, he's just not 5'.
No, he wasn't
6 foot.
If I recall, he wasn't a ton shorter than me. Just no. A little bit.
Craig sucked us in with a 5'7", I think. I think that's why he sucked us in there. I think he sucked us in thinking 5'7" is pretty tall. It is tall for a woman.
All right, you're talking me out of it. CeCe.
Okay, CeCe.
I'm still going Ashley Simpson.
Okay.
Todd?
I don't feel good about
you
it.
You talked us into CeCe. You got to go with CeCe now. Yeah, you can't do that. You can't do that to us.
CeCe DeVille.
Oh, Nick's on his own.
Uh-oh.
CeCe checks in at 5'7 and a half.
Aha! Yeah!
Half inch.
Aha! Screw you, Nick.
Man.
Stay in the office.
Usually they don't.
You're 0-2. You're 0-2 and in the office.
The lone 0-2.
What height website did you go to for that? Because most of the time we don't get the halves.
And we should get the halves.
Yeah.
We should get the halves. Halves matter.
Just whatever showed up.
Halves matter.
I think the half is all hair.
Yeah. Wah, 0-2. Yeah.
I think that's the worst part about The Office is seeing how big my forehead's getting in this camera. Sucks.
So I have seen since last weekend, I have seen that some people are not thrilled with Jim Carrey as Joe Biden on SNL.
I saw that
SNL.
Too. In fact, one of my buddies doesn't like him. I think he's good. I
still haven't seen it.
It's exaggerated, but that's what they all are. I mean, just like, I think he does the voice pretty decent. The makeup is incredible. He's got, the problem is with Jim Carrey is he's got a rubber face. He could do any kind of facial movements. So you do see Jim Carrey in there because it's Jim Carrey.
But he really doesn't mock any Biden characteristics because he's kind of generic.
Yep. But that's why I think he does a decent job.
It's tough to do.
That's why I think it's a good job. Right.
So he just does his Jim Carrey weird interpretation.
Right.
I think
he does.
And the weird stuff he does.
I think the timbre of his voice sounds like Biden's. I really do.
Oh, yeah.
I think it does.
He's got the voice down.
Yeah. Go ahead, Nick.
Well, I think it's hard for them to mock insanity, too, with all these political, like when you're trying to do a sketch on the debate. Like,
right.
If it's all so crazy, like, what do you even do?
Well,
I'd like
also,
to see him do more stuff instead of just, like, having it look like the debate. Like, put him in another setting or something.
Well, maybe if he wins the presidency, he'll come back as, you know, because they always make fun of whoever the president is. SNL makes fun of that.
They've got to have somebody.
I know people don't think, they think they just started that, but no. Whoever the president is, right or left, Republican or Democrat, SNL makes fun of those for 4 years.
Dan Aykroyd was Gerald Ford.
Right.
No, that was Chevy Chase.
Oh.
Chevy Chase was Gerald Ford, and Gerald Ford, again, kind of generic, so Chevy Chase's bit was he...
just fell down.
Gerald Ford would fall down a lot, so Chevy Chase fell down a lot.
Right, but the bottom line is they make fun of everybody. But you're right, when you got a character like Trump, and you got Alec Baldwin doing it, it's tough to play off that, because his character is so great.
Well,
so
in Alec
stupid.
Baldwin's case, he's got so much more to draw.
Right.
Trump has so many other quirks and mannerisms that you can, you know, go on that. And like Biden's just kind of generic.
I've heard both, but I like Carrey's. That doesn't bother me at all.
Yeah, you can only say malarkey so many times.
Right.
Well, and one of the things I saw, they said that Carrey was doing Biden as his Biden was impersonating Mr. Rogers and Bob Ross.
Yeah, I don't get that.
I guess I could see that.
They say the Biden impersonation is too close to Ace Ventura and Fire Marshal Bill.
Do you think all of his impersonations?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Have a little Fire Marshal Bill in it? It's the, like Tyler said, it's the rubber face thing.
Yeah, he's really good at what he does, you know? I don't think he can win no matter what on that. Because you're right, he's up against Alec Baldwin as Trump.
An easy guy to caricature.
Right, because it's so stupid.
And Biden is not that easy to caricature.
No.
And I trust that they've probably looked around the room and said, can anybody do a better Biden?
Right.
And probably know that nobody can.
Nobody can.
I wish they'd find somebody, like, not even worry about if they look like him or not. Like they used to with Ford. It's like, dude, who cares if they look like him?
That's true. Oh, yeah. They used to do that a lot.
They made no effort with Chevy Chase. No.
He would call himself
Gerald Ford and fall down.
Like, I'm Gerald Ford. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, they didn't make him up or anything.
Nothing.
Didn't Dan Aykroyd do Carter?
Yes. And very, very good.
Yeah. I was going to say, I knew he did a president.
Yeah.
Who was Reagan?
Reagan was... God, who did do Reagan?
See, we were...
Because that was the late 80s, and I was actually out and about. So
yeah, we were partying.
I wasn't around much, yeah.
I don't remember who. portrayed Reagan.
I know. Well, Daryl did a lot.
Daryl Hammond did.
He did a lot.
Well, he did Clinton. He did Clinton really well. Who did do Reagan?
Yeah, Hartman did Clinton well, too.
Yeah. Oh, Hartman did a good Clinton, too. You're right. Before he got his head blown off by his ex-wife.
Yeah, that was unfortunate.
Well,
yeah.
He was his current wife.
Good point. Bitch.
Yeah. Right.
Says here, Phil Hartman.
Phil Hartman was Reagan. That's right. In that period, but it was also the 80s. I don't know who played him in the 80s. I don't know.
Well, wouldn't that have been when Eddie Murphy was around?
Yeah, would have been.
It wasn't Eddie.
He would have been great as Reagan.
I don't remember.
That was SNL, the lean years, if I recall.
Yeah.
They make fun of
everybody. The Obermeyer years.
Yeah, they make fun of everybody, whoever the president is.
Dana Carvey was Bush.
Yeah, a real good Bush.
Mm-hmm. who did W. Bush?
Dana Carvey.
Oh, no, Will Ferrell.
Will Ferrell
was on Broadway as him.
Nebraska Brewing Company, thank you for the booze and the beer. We like that. It gets us through the COVID.
Reminded us.
You could buy all that stuff, by the way.
Wasn't Dana Carvey H. Ross Perot?
Yes, he was Perot, too.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, the Nebraska Brewing Company has reminded us that today may be a difficult day at work for many people, and this may not be a sustaining on this day thing. Or this particular national day thing.
Oh, it's a national day thing.
Yeah. This may not be sustainable because it's slap your annoying coworker day.
You can't hit anybody now.
That may never end.
That's skin.
May never end.
You can slap a lot of people.
There's a lot of people that need smacking at your workplace.
Eventually, you'd run out of coworkers, Craig.
And you'd probably lose your job if you actually hit somebody at work.
Well, but it's slap your annoying coworker day. What are you supposed to do?
Slap them.
Yeah. It's a good day to be in the office.
Good point, Nick.
Walk down, just slap him. You can't lean in the door, right? He's right there in the door.
Pretty sure I just saw him reach over and lock the door.
I can only think of one annoying coworker right now. That's in the building.
Well, you're not thinking hard enough.
Yeah. There's nobody working here.
Well, that probably means I'm the annoying coworker. I'm sure that's an indication.
Jim?
Yeah, because Jim's the only one who wants to slap.
You might enjoy it, though.
I know.
You might enjoy it.
Right. Harder.
Is that all you got?
Yeah.
I'll slap that Phillies mask off his face.
My grandma hit harder than that, son.
And that's exactly what I'd get.
Right.
He'd like it. He'd tell me to next time put some stank on it. He'd call me Ike.
Oh, God. Those things have been permeating the room all day.
Nick picked a good day to be in the office.
Oh, man.
I had some beans last couple of days, and last night some shrimp and some pasta.
I was behind you going down the hall, but far enough to where I didn't see you, but I knew that you had just been there.
Thank you, Lewis Black. I just ripped one in the hallway. It's a COVID test for you. You smell it, you're fine.
I left the room, came back. Tyler wasn't even here, but the scent lingered.
I'm lighting it up. You're lucky. You're lucky, Nick.
Yeah, I knew it was going to be you, though, because I can see you leaned in the camera.
I'm telling you, I haven't smelled it that bad in months.
It has been a long time.
It's been a long time.
Yeah, I haven't really... Yeah, I've been disappointing. You guys, none of us have really been lighting up this place for a long time.
Because I'm on the other side of the glass here, I'm not acclimated. And there's a point where when I walk in there, it's like walking into a brick wall. Yeah. And that's what it's like today. And it's been a long time since it's been like that.
Well, I'm thankful to be in here then.
Yeah, could you hear that one, Nick?
Yep.
It was audible in the room. I didn't know if it was audible to the audience.
It went, pomp.
Yeah. It was just a quick little toot.
Pomp.
Now, Craig laid out some audible farts from his bedroom. Now, Nick, you're going to have to lay out an audible one from the office, too.
Yeah, I'll supply the stink.
I'll work on it.
Yeah, because we could hear those, Craig. And how loud were they, like, to you?
Exactly the same as they were to you, because I had the microphone and the headphones. Right.
But did it feel loud? When you put
no
out a
No louder
loud
than
one.
Usual. Mm-hmm. No louder than usual. They were average.
Yeah, mine are way too silent. Wish I could work on that.
Yeah, but you got the throat gurgles.
Yeah, you have weird noises coming out of your chest and throat. Yeah.
And your coffee cup.
Right.
He said with air quotes.
Yeah, I got a different mug now, so it doesn't make the squeaky fart sound.
like your ass does.
When I twist it on the table. Because the ceramic mugs will do that. This thing's made out of metal and it doesn't make the fart noise. Like I'd like it to.
That's what we're going to talk to Dr. Ian K. Smith about. Farts.
Good.
Yeah, perfect.
Yeah, farts. I've been watching the show the last couple of days. I DVR it. I still can't believe we're going to be on it.
And they're due for a fart episode?
Yeah. That's he's a professional man. I think he's bringing us on for comic relief. And I'm afraid how we're going to afraid how this is going to go.
We're testing the link after the show.
That may be the beginning of the end of him of him hosting that program.
Well, the key will be
this is where the beginning of the end is.
It might at least be the end of him having input on who's the guest.
I go to my son. I go, "Hey, we're going to be on national TV." He goes, "What show?" And I showed him. I said that, and he goes, "Okay."
Whatever, Dad.
Thank you. Nick was on national TV.
Call me when you're on Twitch.
Yeah. Right. You told one joke.
Kids. You're kids.
But he was on primetime network TV.
I know. Well, we're on nationally syndicated television.
Oh, yeah. We're
taping that Sunday morning, which sucks. We're already bitching about that. All right. Come on back.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.